South Korea trading giant tokenizes receivables in LG CNS. Test, one of South Korea's largest trading companies, has started moving trade receivables onto a blockchain in a tokenization pilot run with LG CNS, the IT services arm of LG, according to a report from CoinDesk published July 26, 2026. The test targets one of the dullest but largest asset classes in corporate finance, the money a company is owed by its customers. Trade receivables are invoices that have been issued but not yet paid. They sit on balance sheets as short-term assets, and companies routinely borrow against them or sell them at a discount to raise cash before the invoice comes due. Putting them on-chain means representing each claim as a token that can be tracked, transferred, and settled without the paper trail and reconciliation delays that slow the current process. The invoice as an on-chain asset. For a trading company, receivables are constant and enormous. These firms buy and sell commodities, machinery, and industrial goods across borders, and at any moment, they are owed large sums by counterparties on staggered payment terms. Tokenizing that flow lets the issuer prove ownership of a specific claim, package claims together, and potentially open them to financing partners more quickly than a bank credit line allows. The involvement of LG CNS matters here. It is a systems integrator that already builds enterprise software for Korean conglomerates, so this is less a crypto-native experiment than a corporate IT project that happens to use blockchain rails. That distinction is the point. The pilot is aimed at a real operational cost, not at issuing a speculative token. Enterprise tokenization is stacking up the receivables test lands in a year when real-world asset tokenization has stopped being a talking point and started showing volume. Tokenized real-world assets recently crossed $30 billion on-chain, roughly a tenfold jump since 2024, driven mostly by tokenized treasuries and private credit rather than retail speculation. Receivables financing is a natural next category because the underlying asset is short-dated, self-liquidating, and already traded in traditional markets. South Korea has been one of the more active jurisdictions on this front. The country's largest bank recently went live on JP Morgan's Kinexys network for cross-border payments, and regulators have been loosening rules around institutional crypto activity. A trading house tokenizing receivables fits that pattern of large incumbents testing blockchain plumbing inside regulated corporate use cases rather than launching consumer products. The gap between pilot and production, a pilot, is not a rollout. The report describes a test, which means the results are not yet a live financing product, available to counterparties or investors. Tokenized receivables face the same friction that has slowed other enterprise blockchain projects: legal enforceability of the on-chain claim, the willingness of financing partners to accept a token as collateral, and integration with the accounting systems that book these assets today. There is also the question of who buys the tokens. A tokenized invoice is only useful as a financing tool if there is a counterparty willing to advance cash against it. Building that demand side, whether through banks, funds, or other corporates, is usually harder than issuing the token in the first place. Tokenization solves the record-keeping and transfer problem. It does not by itself create a market of buyers. For crypto users, the direct read-through is limited. This is institutional infrastructure, not a product anyone will spend from with a card. The broader signal is what counts. Every enterprise receivables pilot, tokenized treasury fund, and bank settlement test adds to the same trend of established firms treating public and permissioned blockchains as settlement layers. As that base grows, the stablecoin rails and on-chain assets that consumer products eventually plug into get deeper and more liquid.